G'day, mate. What's going on?
There he is. Love it. Okay, you have an inside track on the Charlie Sheen story like no one else. Would you explain to the boys and girls at home about this drug test thing that you guys worked at Radar Online?
So Charlie submitted to 3 drug tests, a blood test and 2 urine tests. They were conducted at his house on Saturday. He was tested, one an over-the-counter test that returned an instantaneous result, and the second was sent off to a laboratory here in California, and the results came back an overwhelming negative for Charlie Sheen, which means he passed.
Okay, well, he may have passed him, but he's acting nuts on all these TV interviews. What's your take on it, Dylan?
Look, I mean, people are saying, well, he must be bipolar based on the interviews they're watching, that he must be mentally disturbed. One thing I will say is, you know, a lot of these people making that commentary are not qualified to make that. I'm not qualified to make that, so I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm not a medical professional. What I will say is, though, what I have observed, and I observed that on and off camera, there's a difference between Charlie Sheen and Charlie Sheen. And when he's on camera, he knows he's performing, and he knows that by saying, I'm on a drug called Charlie Sheen, I have one speed, it's called Go, he knows that they're going to be sound bites that are part of the promotion.
We're talking with Dylan Howard from Radar Online. Is doing all of this a good career move for him? I mean, whether we know whether he's crazy or not, and he has those two personas, is this helping his career at all?
Listen, I don't know. I mean, it's certainly not helping his career with CBS and Warner Brothers. In fact, quite the opposite. What we do know is that when Charlie Sheen's on our screens, he delivers high ratings. And whilst he may not work for CBS or Warner Brothers again, he may, he more than likely won't, then I guarantee that he'll attract an audience no matter what he does. It's kind of like a car crash. You look at it, you don't want to, but you do. And a lot of people don't agree with the fact that he allegedly held a knife to the throat of his ex-wife, he fired off a gun at Callie Preston, that he's been scarred by tabloid headlines for 2 decades. We still watch him. We still like him. He's a likable character. It's the great paradox of Charlie Sheen, and the paradox is playing out still.
Well, a great view of that would be at radaronline.com, and it's always great to talk to you. Dylan, thank you so much for your insight.
Sorry, Stu.